This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. President Obama announced yesterday he intends to vastly expand the Pacific Remote Islands Marine Sanctuary, putting a swath of the South Central Pacific Ocean off limits to fishing and energy development. The announcement is part of a high-profile oceans conference taking place this week at the State Department. Australian scientist Ove Hoe Goldberg focused on ocean acidification, which he says undermines the entire marine food chain, from bowhead whales to plankton and shellfish.
And as the water is acidifying around them, they're having trouble forming skeletons, reproducing, growing, communicating, and navigating around marine habitats.
Hoe Goldberg says the oceans are acidifying rapidly due to increased carbon emissions, and he says reversing the trend would take 10,000 years or more.
So this is a really long period of time to pass on a broken ocean to future generations. We're not talking about grandkids. We're talking about 300 generations of humans.
Republican members of Congress are criticizing Obama's planned expansion of the Pacific Sanctuary. Alaska Congressman Don Young says the president should have first consulted user groups in the region and worked with Congress. We've heard a lot about mines planned for northwest British Columbia, just across Alaska's border, but we have not heard much from mine advocates. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to several people in British Columbia's minerals industry and filed this report.
Much of the recent focus has been on what's called the KSM project being developed by Seabridge Gold. The site, which also includes copper, is roughly 80 miles east of Wrangell. Critics say it could damage the Unic River, which flows into the ocean northeast of Ketchikan. Seabridge says that's not the case. Brent Murphy is the corporation's vice president for environmental affairs.
The concern with minimizing downstream environmental impacts has been the guiding principle behind the whole design of the mining project.
Critics say the KSM could be about the same size as the proposed Pebble Mine, a controversial project near Bristol Bay. They worry about plans for huge dammed tailing lakes, which could leak or break, sending acidic water into nearby streams and rivers. Murphy says they'll be built in a valley that drains into Canadian, not Alaskan, waters.
The dams will be of a design which have been utilized worldwide, and these dams are extremely stable over the long term.
What is the estimated life of those dams?
They have to last for the 52 years of operations, and then we will reclaim that, and then essentially they will last into perpetuity.
Seabridge Gold has been working on the project for about 6.5 years. Murphy says even if everything goes its way, operations won't begin for another half dozen years.
You don't build a mine overnight.
Karina Brino is president of the Mining Association of British Columbia.
There is a series of authorizations and permits from different levels of government that are required. And other than the Red Chris mine in the northwest, all the other projects are in exploration stages.
The Red Chris mine is in the upper watershed of the Stikine River, which ends near Petersburg and Wrangell. The project is owned by Imperial Metals. Another mine of concern is the long-closed Tulsiqua Chief on a tributary of the Taku River, which ends near Juneau. Chieftain Metals Corporation is trying to get it running again. Critics in all cases are worried about silt, acid discharge, and dangerous metals. The Mining Association's Brino says the same is true for her industry.
Our objective is to minimize impact. Our objective is to be stewards of the environment, as much as, you know, anybody else would want us to be.
Does the industry care about concerns from this side of the border?
Oh, absolutely. My expectation would be that there is participation in hopefully meaningful participation from your side of the border in the review of these projects.
Seabridge Gold official Murphy says his company has consulted with Alaska officials once or twice a year since the project began. They've also been brought to the KSM mine site. Seabridge just began a season of exploratory drilling at the site that will help better define where the minerals are and how much may be there. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.